Today's Mishnah in Masechet Negaim is Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Okay, so we were talking about fascinating situations. We were talking about having one nega inside of another nega, and in between there was a Michyas Basar Chai, and the idea over there was that if you lose that Michya, so then the outside nega is going to become Tahor. So now, says Rabbi Shimon, now let's not jump to conclusions. Omer Rabbi Shimon, when did we say that the outside nega is tahar if either of one, whether the Michyas Basar Chai changed its size by expansion of the inside or by expansion towards the inside from the outside nega? It's not so pashut, because that's only true when the Michyas Basar Chai was kishehi adasha move 8. It's exactly the size of an adasha. If you would move 8, means if you would bring an adasha and put it down there, it would now no longer be an adasha. So when we say it became smaller, it needs to become smaller than the minimal size of the shear of the Basar Chai. But haita originally haita yetera mika adasha. So then it turns out that if what's left is still the size of a kadasha, so then why would that not be a simen tuma for the outside? Because then the motar, if the inside one spread into what was originally an adasha plus, so then it would be a pision. The inside one would be tame because of pision, and the outside one would be tame because it still has a shear of a kadasha of Michyat Basar Chai. So because of that, it's only true if it's less than the size of a kadasha. But if it started off at more the size of a kadasha and maintains that size, both of the negayim will be tummy for different reasons. The inside will be tummy if it spreads into Michyat Basar Chai because of pisyon, and the outside will be tummy because of the fact that there is a Michyat Basar Chai. Now, how about if we still have two negoyim, but not because there's a Michyas Basar Chai between them, but because there is a bohak that's between them? Now, a bohak is normal skin, and it would be, there's a big question over here, whether it was, what would be the din if it was the size of a kadasha. It's even a little bit of a steer up, because the Rav actually brings both pshatim in different places. So the mashma'ut of our Mishnah is that if you would have had a bohak, then the bohak has a din of normal skin. Because all that a bohak is when it's referred to in the Torah is the color. Bohaku, it's the color of, like the skin, as Rashi says, between freckles of freckled skin. So it looks whitish, but it's not one of the Arba Maris Negoyim. Okay, so then Bupashtas, it's regular skin. If it's regular skin, then in what way does it differ from a Michya? Because a Michya is also regular skin. And note that it says over here that between the inside Baharat and the outside Baharat, you had less than a kadasha of a bohak. Mashman, if you had a full adasha of a bohak, so then it would have been like any other skin, and it would have been a Michyas Basar Chai. Now, the problem is that at the beginning of the Masechet, the Bartanura himself actually brought the Braisa from the Teres Kayanim that we don't see the bohak as a regular skin to be a Michya of Basar Chai. Okay, so we're going to see more of this as we go along. What exactly the status of the bohak is in that. Sometimes we view it as normal skin, and sometimes we view it as not the same as regular skin. So, if the bohak was pochos mika adasha between the two, so then the simen pisyon lipnimit, so if the nega inside spreads into a bohak, so then, since the bohak is considered to be skin, it should be a pision. And it is considered to be a pision. Now note that if it were somehow or other abnormal, so let's say it would be spreading into a shchin or a mikvah, we're going to see that you cannot have pision that spreads onto unhealthy skin. We're going to get into that in a moment, the details of that. So if that's the case, what the Mishnah is saying now, that it's healthy skin, the bohak, and we're treating it like healthy skin. And therefore, if the inside is spreading towards out by spreading into the bohak, then it's classic pision, pision of a baharet, into healthy skin. So what's the difference if it's a discolored healthy skin? It's still called healthy skin. But it cannot be a simen of pision for the outside nega, because the nega has to spread out, and it can't spread in, at least according to the Chachamim that argue at the end of the earlier Mishnah that we had in this parak. Okay, so he's apparently going according to the Chachamim. Fine. How about, says the next Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. So there's another issue over here. This also, there's a very interesting Rambam's approach to this Mishnah. And there's different ways of understanding it. We'll take the Kesef Mishnah's approach. So it says in the pasuk, "V'ra'ah ha-kohen et ha-nega," and then it repeats, "V'ra'ahu ha-kohen v'timeyoto." So this idea of "V'ra'ahu ha-kohen" tells us that you need to be able to see the nega at one time. If that nega requires looking around an area in order to see it, then it's never going to be Mekabel Tuma because it's not included in Vera'ahu HaKohen. So what this would mean is that wherever you have a tip, you don't have normal skin for Nega, even if it is normal skin. So because of that, Esrim V'Arba Roshei Evorim Adam are not going to become Tame Mishum Michya. Now the problem is that it says over here Mishum Michya, which we need to discuss in a moment. Because b'pashtas, v'ra'ahu ha-kohen is a din in needing to see the baharet. It doesn't have anything to do with the michya. We'll talk about that in a moment. That's where the Rambam's psak gets interesting. So these are the same classic esri v'arba rosh yevorim that we have in terms of the adinim of eved, that is yotzei l'cheres, and so on. So this includes, okay, we've got 20 fingers and toes. We've got the tips of your ears, which sort of are two folded in order for the Kohen to be able to see them at one time. We've got a tip of a penis, which can't be seen at one time. We've got a tip of nipples, at least on a woman, where the nipple is specifically extruded in such a way that we can't see the whole thing at one time. And Rabbi Yehuda says, well, I mean, even a man's nipples can't become tummy. That's not called, even though obviously don't have the same shape as a woman's nipples, but still, that's not called being able to see it all at one time. The tip of your nose. So Rebbe Eliezer says that even yabalot and dildulin are not metame mishum micha. So have warts or skin tags that are hanging down. They are also not something that can be seen all at one time. And therefore, they're not metame mishum michya. So how do we explain the issue of the mishum michya when this is a din in ra'ahu ha-kohen in general, and therefore there shouldn't be any kind of din of nega at all? Because v'ra'ahu ha-kohen does not refer specifically to a michya. It says v'ra'ahu ha-kohen es ha-nega b'or ha-basar, V'seyar ba-nega hafach lavan, u'mar'ea nega amok mi'or besoro, nega tzara'at hu, v'ra'ahu ha-kohen v'timeyoto. So how do we get the idea that it's specifically a din in a michya? So the way the Kesef Mishnah understands how the Rambam learns this is that what we're referring over here is that there are two states. One is where you have indeed rounded shapes, but these rounded shapes, certainly depending on the amount of fat of your body, may be big enough that you could see a baharet at one time. The problem is that if you have also the shear of the kadasha of the basar chai at the tip, then the basar chai will be mechalik the nega into different parts, because now the parts of the nega that come down around the adasha of the basar chai will not be visible all at one time. That's what it's referring to. If you have small tips, so then enochinami, even the baharet won't be visible at one time. This is the way the Rambam brings two completely separate halachas. One halacha about michya, which basically says what it says here. And then he brings the basic limud from the Brice of the Teres Kayanim, that any area where you can't see the baharet all at one time is not going to be matami. So therefore, says the Kesef of Mishnah. Okay, fine. So the one that he's talking about, the case, because he speaks out beferish in the second halacha, that if that particular tip on this individual is big enough to see the entire shear of Kigris at one time, then it would be matami. So that's how he explains. But if there was a michya in that place, then that's mechalek the nega into different parts. Okay. Perek Vav, Mishnah Chet. Now, there's another issue. There's a number of issues. So one issue is it's got to be on an area of the body that can be seen all at one time. Another issue is it's got to be on an area of the body that can be seen, meaning that is normally exposed. We talked about before what is the way that the person should be standing for us to see the nega. And anything that wouldn't be exposed at that point is not included in the re'iyah of the kohen. So look, obviously, the person is not going to be exposing between his legs very much if he's standing even the way that the Mishnah says he should be standing, as if he's being ma'adar. I understand that, but there's different parts of the body that might be exposed normally, but that won't be exposed on this guy. Maybe he's very fat and he's got a lot of folds on his tummy. So would skin that's inside of a skin fold, so would that be included or not? The guy may have like multiple chins. He might have like an awful lot of folds in his underarm that wouldn't be, even though if he's being oder, would still not be exposed and so on. So what are those areas? How do we define areas that are considered to be beit hasdarim that are not included? So elo mikomot ba'adam she'inam mitam'im mibaharet, the following places is not going to be tsaras. It doesn't matter if it has a simen tumah in it. It won't make any difference because it's lacking in the etzem definition of being a nega tsaras. So, something in the inside of the eye, something in the inside of the ear, the inside of the nose, the inside of the mouth, or if you've got folds of skin on your neck because you have double chins, or on your tummy, whatever, or tachat hadad ubeit hashechir, maybe under the breast, you're so fat that that area is not exposed. You've got folds in the underarm, which won't be exposed in the act of being oder, or the kaf haregel. The kaf haregel isn't exposed. Or you have something which is on the nails, fingernails or toenails. Or if it's, that's not roi for a nega, because that's not called skin. Or, for that matter, it also has to be an area that is defined as the nige or. Now, rosh and zakan, yes, you can have a nega on a rosh and a zakan, but not nige or, you can have a netek which causes the falling out of skin, but then that doesn't have the dinim of maaret tsaras. So in any of these cases, if you've got a nega on those places, that's not a nega tsaras, even if it has all of the signs of a nega tsaras. What's more, shchin or michva or any kedach that are still in a state of mordim. Now, mordim means they are rebelling against the body's attempt to make them well. In other words, they are still raw skin. So you got a burn, or you got some type of other damaged skin, or you've got the classic shchin, which is, starts with a boil of some kind. Any of those skins that are raw, whatever caused it, heat, bacteria, fungus, radioactivity, all of these things we talk about, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't have healthy skin, at least a small layer of healthy skin that we'll see is only the size, has to be the thickness only of the skin of a garlic, but at least that much of healing skin on it, you cannot make a tameh at all. Remember, it was only the tsarevet hashchin, or the tsarevet hamichya, that was shayach to the maris negayim, not the raw shchin and not the raw mikveh. So all of those places that we spoke above, not only can they not be metame themselves as negayim, they cannot be mitstarif to a nega that is on the body next to it. So they will be separating between a nega and another piece of nega. You can never join them up. What's more is if a nega is next to any of these types of skin, the nega cannot be posse, because if it were posse, then it's not being posa into skin. And we already said, in order for nega to be considered to have the simen tuma called pisayon, it has to be pisayon into real healthy skin, at least on the level of a tsarevet hashchin or a mikveh. And what's more, none of these areas are going to be considered healthy skin as a michya. So let's say the nega goes all the way around one of these things. That's not going to be a michyas basar chai in the middle of the baharet, because it is not basar chai. None of the things that cannot be included in the nega in the first place can be included in the basar chai either. So what's more, another fascinating thing, is that remember that there's a halacha of hofech kulo lavan. So hofech kulo lavan means that if after we did hezger, not that it originally presents like this. Remember, we saw before, if a baharet presents as covering the entire body, it's a regular baharet. If a baharet did not cover an entire body, and it was either in hezger or bin muchlet because of pisayon, and now it's posa over the entire body, that's called hofech kulo lavan, and that becomes tahor. But what about if there is a patch of skin like this that was not ofech kulo lavan? So you've got some raw skin of a shchin or a michya or so on. Or you've got skin that would not become tameh with a nega because it's under a fold. If the tsaras covers the entire body and not that area, doesn't make any difference. For our purposes, it covered the entire body, because these areas were uncoverable with the baharet in the first place. And I don't care how big they are and how much of the body ultimately is not covered with the baharet, but all of the area of the skin that would have been able to be tameh with amara baharet is covered, that is called hafach kulo lavan. And I don't need more than that. So it's not ma'akev, the din of hofech kulo lavan, from being tohar. Now, let's talk about changes in those skins. Let's imagine a case where we had skin that was covered with hair. So it was on the head, or it was beard. And now we said, well, you can't count that area, because that area is only ra'ui to be a netek, right? And therefore, it can't be part of the din of tzaras. But suppose the area turns bald. So maybe all of his hair falls out. So it could be kerachat, it could be gabachat, depending in which direction it's going, on the top of the head towards the front or from the top of the head towards the back. So it's either a kerachat or a gabachat. Then, now all of a sudden it is roi to nigei or the same colorations as baharets. Or what about a shchin or a michvah or some other wound that now has a tsarevet, it has a thin layer of healthy skin on it, then these can become tamei b'negayim, and because of that, they will actually be, in this case, metamei b'negayim. But even though they're metamei in the negayim, they will not be mitzarev to Negoyim. In other words, you need to have a full shear of the gris of the nega in one of these places. You can have a shechin, the size of a kegris. You can have a mikvah, the size of a kegris. You can have a karachat, the size of a kegris. You can have a gabachat, the size of a gris. But you cannot have one gris that is comprised of shechin plus mikvah, or karachas for gabachas, or karachas and shechin, or regular skin and shechin, or regular skin and karachat, or regular skin and gabachat. Each one of these things are considered to be their own special space with their own definitions internally, and therefore a nega that is outside of any of these one areas cannot be posa into these areas because they are considered to be different types of shemos negoyim. And they will not cause tuma mishum michya. So these things as healthy skin, so let's say that you have a tzareves hashchin, and that tzareves hashchin is surrounded by a baharet. That tzareves hashchin is not called a michyas basar chai. And therefore, they will not be metame mishum michya. But, as opposed to the other cases that we had, these cases will be ma'akev the din of tahira of a hofech kulo lavan. Why? Because since they have their own din of a maret tzaraz, if the body turned entirely white in all of the normal skin, but left tzarevet hashchin that didn't turn white, or left a karachat v'gabachat that didn't turn white, he is not considered to be hofech kulo lavan. Because since he was shayach to be hofech kulo lavan, even though it would have had different dinim, the kulo lavan is a generic term of kulo lavan and does not limit itself only to those places that have the same type of kulo lavan as other places. Remarkable. Now, we've talked, well, let's just finish. We've talked about changes in a hair on the head or on the beard in the direction of losing hair. But remember that there are also changes in the direction of gaining hair. Usually, or oftentimes, babies don't have hair on their head and almost never have hair on their beard. So suppose you have a case where you start off with a head or a beard that has no hair on it. So then there you're talking about an infant's head, a boy's beard, or in the case where you have dildulin, shibarosh v'shibazakan, this would include skin tags on the head and on the beard. So all of those places, they're considered to be normal skin. And they're nidonin or habasar until such time as they become beards or hair on the head. And at that point, they are their own special area. But before they're biologically made into their own area, they're just normal skin. Hadron alach gufa shel baheret.